strong supporter of the CBC. It brings the country from the Pacific to the Atlantic right into my living room, and I'm just delighted that we have him, and now I'll miss him.
If I had to get up in the morning and put on any other radio station, my kitchen would be silent.
We're proud of our country, and the CBC is one of the threads that knits us together and fosters that feeling.
In total, the CBC is saying goodbye to 1,470 employees across the country. April 1st marks the new fiscal year with a CBC budget one-third smaller than it was 3 years ago. I'm Bob Sharples. This is CBC Radio News in British Columbia. The next news, the world at 6. And Paul, that's all. That was my last newscast.
You're one of the 123.
You bet. My last duty as a staff announcer for the CBC of taking early retirement after 32 and a half years with the corporation. It's been a great job. It's been a real privilege to have had it. I've worked with and for so many talented and supportive people, and then there's the audience, the people we really work for. And at times over the years, they've given me a sense of doing a good job, and that's been a great, great pleasure.
Well, I was among that audience long before I ever worked for the corporation, listening to you when you used to do Daybreak, and I lived up in the interior. And, Bob, you kept me in touch with the rest of the world, and for that, I thank you.
It was fun. It's also clear that dedicated CBC listeners are simply unshakable, and thank you, everyone. Good luck in the future to you, Paul.
I'm sure we'll be seeing you out and about on your mountain bike.
Yep, and good luck to our colleagues who stay on the job, and to the CBC as a Canadian institution finding a new way. See you around.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bob Sharples in our radio newsroom. In traffic, it's tough to carry on, I tell you. Saying goodbye to so many folks today, it hurts. In traffic in Vancouver, there are stalls.